I welcome all of you to Gita Nagari. I'm a guest welcoming the residents. But I've been here for 1 month. By the loving kindness of His Holiness, Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. I cannot say how I could have possibly deserved this good fortune of serving my dearmost godbrother at this most intimate time. In fact, I do not deserve. I can only see it as Srila Prabhupada's causeless mercy upon me and His beloved son, Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj's causeless mercy upon me. When we think we deserve something, we cannot really receive it as mercy. But when we feel utterly bereft of any qualification, when we receive, we can open our hearts gratefully and accept it as causeless mercy. The last several weeks, I've witnessed, both with others and upon my very self, the humility, the love, the affection, the wisdom, and the very, very deep longing for Krishna that is in the heart of Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. His affection toward me and the affection I have seen him, or I am seeing him bestow upon others, has had a very deep and profound effect on my heart. This is the nature of the spiritual world. Unconditional affection between the Lord and the devotees, and between the devotees and themselves. I was reminded of the loving, affectionate dealings between Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, and how they literally bound each other's hearts with that affection. The greatest mystery of all the scriptures, how the Supreme Absolute Truth is bound, conquered by the love of the devotees, and how the devotee is conquered by the love of the Lord. What makes Krishna supremely attractive? His beautiful threefold bending form, which is so infinitely beautiful that even Lord Narayan, even Lord Shiva, they are longing to have a darshan of Shamsundar. And even Krishna himself, when he sees a reflection of his own body in a jeweled pillar in Nanda Maharaj's palace, even he's conquered by his own beauty. And he thinks that this beauty is unlimited, it is infinite. Only Srimati Radharani can taste its sweetness completely. What is the love that she experiences when she comes in contact with my infinite beauty? The ecstasy that she feels upon seeing me is so great that although I am the supreme enjoyer of all enjoyers, the enjoyment she tastes when she sees me is tens and millions of times of any happiness I have ever experienced. Therefore, I will descend into the world with the Mahabhav, the love of Srimati Radharani. That is Lord Chaitanya. So yes, the devotees are supremely attracted by that beautiful threefold bending form of Krishna, whose complexion is like a newly formed monsoon rain cloud, whose eyes are like fully blossomed lotus flower petals, whose lips are bright like bimba fruit, and they reflect in the moonlight and illuminate the devotees' hearts, whose nose is so beautiful, which can only compare to the flower of the sesame, his beautiful hair. That beautiful hair, it is like waves of nectar cascading down his broad shoulders. And that threefold bending form literally steals the hearts, captures the consciousness of anyone who sees him. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, the sweetest of all parts of Krishna is his smile. When he smiles upon his devotees, there's nothing else that exists. His lips are the essence of all sweetness. But when he plays his flute, the infinite love of his heart flows out from his heart like ambrosial nectar into the flute. And then it is that nectarine love of his heart is transformed into sound through the medium of the flute and enters into the airwaves. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, when that flute reaches the ears of gopis, it enters like a bird into their ears and builds a nest so they cannot hear anything else. Literally steals their hearts and takes it right back to Krishna. The sound of his flute, the beauty of his form, the sweetness of his smile, the incredible nature of his pastimes. Pastimes that all other avatars are longing to see. Pastimes of the most spontaneous, intimate love. This is Vrindavan. But what is very, very specially attractive is Krishna's love for his devotees. The nature of this world is, if somebody loves you, it's very easy to love them. Do you have that experience? If somebody hates you, it's not so easy to spontaneously love them. Unless you're a very, very transcendental person. Or unless you're just obsessed with lust. But when somebody loves you unconditionally, then naturally your heart opens. Krishna's infinite, inconceivable, unlimited, eternal love for his devotees makes him so very, very, very attractive. And this is a universal principle. One of the very basis of the essence of Christian philosophy is that Jesus loves you so much that he died for your sins. Yes? So you want to love someone like that. It's easy. It's natural. But in the spiritual world, that is a manifestation of Krishna's love through his representative in this world. What is the source of that love? Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, since he first came to this Krishna consciousness movement, when he heard the quality of Vasudev Dutt, who extended even beyond that love that we just spoke of, his expression was he wanted not only his followers, but every living entity in the entire universe, let me suffer for all their sins perpetually in hell and let them all go back to Godhead. That is only an infinitesimal particle of a drop from the unlimited, fathomless ocean of Krishna's love. The origin of that love is Goloka Vrindavan, Madhurya Dham, where the sweetness of that love is all-pervading. For every leaf, every twig, every flower is experiencing Krishna's love in such a way that they would not want to change their position for anything for the rest of eternity. That is the power of Krishna's affection. When we repose too much affection in one person, sometimes other people feel, why not me? Yes? Even if we want to give our affection to everyone, we have limitations. But Krishna, what is the population of this world in human beings? Does anyone know? Yes? 6 billion. Okay. You seem quite scholarly today. Now, next question is, what is the population of all living entities in this earth planet? Any calculation? Is there such a number? Huh? Yes, very good. He says there is, but we don't understand these things. Now, that's just this little tiny speck within a universe. How many living entities are in the universe. And this universe is a speck in the cosmic manifestation. There are unlimited universes. There are more universes than there are living entities on this planet. How many living entities are in the cosmic manifestation in all the universes? Any calculation? And the spiritual world is unlimitedly greater than the material world. The material world is just a prison house. Unlimitedly more living entities are in the spiritual world. What is the population there? Would you like to calculate? Even the greatest computers that man has created would burn out trying to make that calculation. Hare Krishna. And yet, Krishna, his unlimited power to love is that he could reciprocate with each and every living entity in such a way that they're thinking, he's mine, and I'm his. Every blade of grass is feeling Krishna's personal, intimate love 24 hours a day. 24 hours in a day, in a time when there's, in a place where there's no time. What do you know? In the spiritual world, time exists, but time only increases one's love. It has no diminishing or destructive effect like in this world. So that is Krishna. Krishna pours his heart of love toward each devotee. Therefore, there is no envy, because everyone's completely, solely satisfied. And when people see Krishna's loving pastimes with Srimati Radharani, that is the highest ecstasy that they experience. When they see Krishna giving his love to Sri Radha, and Radha giving her love to Sri Krishna, they experience billions and trillions of quadrillions of unlimited times more happiness even than when Krishna shows love to them. And that's unlimited. This is Vrindavan. This is the place Prabhupada has invited us to return to. It is our eternal home. Travel agents try to convince us, go to Paris, you'll be happy. Go to London, you'll be more happy. Go to New York, you'll be very happy. Or go to the Bahama Islands, you'll be too much happy. Or go to Puerto Rico, you'll be very happy. So many ways to try to sell us. But what is the happiness of these places? Dukalayam ashashvatam. Everything's temporary. People are suffering all over the place. People go to Paris to be happy, but people who live in Paris are miserable. People save money for so many years to go to London to be happy, but are the people in London happy? I have not seen, except a few devotees. Yes. But Prabhupada, the supreme travel agent, he has come to this world as Krishna's agent to tell us that this is the place of real happiness, eternal happiness. Go back home, back to Godhead. No more suffering. Where there is Radha Damodar, Sri Sri Radha Damodar, where their unlimited nectarine love is all pervasive. And those who come in the web of that love become ecstatic in their love for one another. When Krishna's love is being awakened in your heart, that means Krishna's love for you is awakening in your heart, then you cannot do anything but uncontrollably love every living being. That is the power of that love. But Rupa Goswami tells us, Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gorutveshe Namaha. Many of you know this verse. So sometimes when you know a verse so much, it's kind of boring to say it again. Yes? But it shouldn't be like that. If we can only understand what it means. We have been talking about Krishna's love. But Rupa Goswami explains that even more munificent, more magnificent, and more powerful than even Krishna's love is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. The love in the form of His mercy. Most munificent. Krishna appears in the role of His devotee and exchanges loving relationships with all. And what Krishna only gives to very certain people who surrender everything to Him, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is willing to give freely to anyone who's willing to open their hearts to accept it. So today, we're going to speak something about the affection between Lord Chaitanya and His devotees, with your permission. Now, I know it's late, so if any of you want to go take prasad, you may go. I will not feel bad. I may not feel happy, but I won't feel bad. So I will not speak long. What that means, I don't know as of now. When the devotees, every year, when Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya took sannyas and left Navadvip, the devotees decided they would all drown themselves in Ganga. Yes? Advaitacharya said, Lord Chaitanya is gone, I'm going to the Ganga. I cannot live. It's not possible. If any of you try to stop me, then I'll go at night when nobody's around. And the devotee said, we're not going to stop you. We're going with you. They all went. They all had a big procession to the Ganga. And when they were about to go in, a voice came and said, Advaita Prabhu. He said, Lord Chaitanya will be meeting you again in just a few days. So please, be patient and pacify your hearts by chanting the holy names together. So then they all became happy and chanted. That's all they could do then is chant. And Lord Chaitanya came. And he went to Jagannath Puri on the appeal of his devotees. He wanted to go to Vrindavan. He was longing to go to Vrindavan. After first initiation, he was running to Vrindavan, but he was brought back. Now after sannyas, he was running to Vrindavan, but he's brought back. He sacrificed his going to Vrindavan for the feelings of his devotees and went to Jagannath Puri. Why? Jai Gora, say Krishna, say Jagannath. Krishna is not different than Jagannath. And Lord Chaitanya is one with Krishna. So there, this was one of the most remarkable phenomena in spiritual history. The Lord is worshipping Himself. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath are identical, the same one exact person. And yet Lord Chaitanya, in the mood of Sri Radha, is worshipping Jagannath every single day. In the early morning when the conch shell would blow, Lord Chaitanya would be up, he would bathe in the sea, and he would immediately go to see Jagannath. Every day. And he'd just be gazing upon the deity for hours and hours and hours. Many would come out with Jagannath's prasad and deliver it to Haridas Thakur. This was his daily routine. And after the Snan Yatra, when Sri Jagannath went into seclusion, Lord Chaitanya could not tolerate not seeing Lord Jagannath. He would go to Alalanath and just weep in separation, melt stones by just touching it. That was the depth of his love. But what pacified his heart when he heard the news that his devotees from Bengal had arrived? This is a wonderful thing. The devotees from Bengal, 200-300 at least, 300-400, they would come every single year and walk. There was no planes or trains or interstate highways. They walked by foot. It took several weeks each way. Great trouble. And they stayed with Lord Chaitanya for 4 months of Chaturmasya. So beautiful. And how he loved his devotees. Shivananda Sen was a grihastha. Shivananda Sen had a family, had an occupation, and every year he would take his savings and sponsor all 300-400 devotees to go to Bengal to see Lord Chaitanya. He would arrange all the prasad, he would arrange all the accommodations, and it wasn't easy. They were walking through jungles. They were going through so many different countries. At that time, India was not one country. There were so many different countries with different kings. And you had to pay taxes and tolls to get between one and another. Immigrations all over the place. Very difficult. There was so much corruption and dacoits. Shivananda Sen arranged for the protection, for the food, the prasad, for the accommodations, and for all the traveling arrangements. Every year. He loved to serve the devotees. He gave everything he had. And when he came, 1 year, the husbands, the wives, the children of all the devotees came. They all brought so many nice types of bhoga or food that are unique in Bengal, because Orissa doesn't have all the type of vegetables as Bengal. Really, there's no comparison in that sense. So they would bring all Lord Chaitanya's favorite things. They would carry it. Raghava Pandit, he would spend weeks and weeks and weeks with his sister. It's not that they go cook and then go to the store and buy sealed plastic packets. No. Damayanti and Raghava Pandit would sew the packets with their own hands. They would make the packets. They would make the prasad. They would seal it. Keep it fresh. And they had so much. Huge quantities. And they'd carry it to Puri. Arivo. They brought enough for Lord Chaitanya to eat for the whole rest of the year. Hare Krishna. That was their enthusiasm. So Shivananda Sen arrived with the others and Lord Chaitanya. He saw Shivananda Sen, his wife, and his 3 children. And there's so many wonderful stories. He said, Shivananda Sen, you have purchased me by your service to the devotees. Your family is my family. And who is this youngest son you just have? He said, his name is Paramananda Das. And Lord Chaitanya said, oh, Puri, Puri, Paramananda Puri. and he stuck, Lord Chaitanya stuck his toe in little Puridasa's mouth. Can you imagine the happiness of his mother and father? Mothers and fathers? If Lord Chaitanya came off the altar and put his toe in your child's mouth, would you be happy? Could anything make you happier? Can you imagine Puridasa's? He was a little baby. Can you imagine his happiness? And Lord Chaitanya told Govinda, every single day, every meal I take, save the remnants, a portion of the remnants, and give them to the family of Shivananda Sen. I am, they are my family and I am their family. So much affection. And together they all cleaned the Gundicha temple. Then they would all celebrate Rath Yatra and see the beautiful dance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And all festivals they would celebrate. It describes that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as the years were going by, his ecstasy was increasing more and more and more. And throughout the day, he would just chant and dance and have Harikatha with the devotees. And throughout the night, he would just cry, cry, cry in separation from Krishna, tasting the sweetest mellows of separation in the association of his most intimate associates like Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai. It describes at that time his ecstasies were so deep in separation. During the day, he would somehow or other divert his attention in the association of so many devotees when he performed Nam Sankirtan, Harikatha, and went to see with his devotees the beautiful form of Lord Jagannath. But at night, there was nothing that could control him. It was like a volcano just erupting with unlimited lava of love. So the 4 months would pass. And the devotees, every afternoon, they would invite Lord Chaitanya to their homes for prasad. Malini, the wife of Srivas. Sita Thakurani, the wife of Advaita. They would invite the Lord for prasad, and they would feed him profusely. And he would speak so affectionately toward him. But after the 4 months had passed, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to bid them farewell. With very sweet words he spoke, "All of you come here to see me every year. To come here such a long distance and then return must certainly give you great trouble. I would like to forbid you to do this, but I enjoy your company so much that my desire for your association only increases. I ordered Sri Nityananda Prabhu not to leave Bengal, but he has transgressed my order and come to see me anyway. What can I say? Out of his causeless mercy upon me, Advaitacharya has also come here. I am indebted to him for his affectionate behavior. This debt is impossible for me to liquidate. All of my devotees come here just for me. Leaving aside their homes and families, they travel by very difficult paths to come here in great haste. There is no fatigue or trouble for me, for I stay here at Nilachala, Jagannath Puri, and I do not move at all. This is the favor of all of you. I am a mendicant, and I have no money. How can I clear my debt for the favor that you have shown me? I have only this body, and therefore I surrender it to you. Now, if you wish, you may sell me anywhere you like. It is your property. When all the devotees heard these sweet words of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their hearts melted, and they began to shed incessant tears. Catching hold of his devotees, the Lord embraced them all and began to cry and cry. Unable to leave, everyone remained there. And 5 to 7 more days thus passed by. Advaita Prabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu submitted these words at the lotus feet of the Lord. The entire world is naturally obligated to you for your transcendental attributes. Yet you bind your devotees again with your sweet words. Under these circumstances, who can go anywhere? Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu peacefully calmed them all and bade them each farewell. The Lord specifically advised Nityananda Prabhu, you should not come here again and again. You will have my association in Bengal, where you are preaching. The devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began their journey crying, while the Lord remained morosely at his residence. The Lord bound everyone by his transcendental mercy. Who can repay his debt for the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the fully independent personality of Godhead and makes everyone dance as he likes. Leaving his company, therefore, all the devotees return to their homes in different parts of the country. As a wooden doll dances to the will of the puppeteer, everything is accomplished by the will of the Lord. Who can understand the characteristics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Srila Prabhupada has given us this beautiful description by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami of the nature of the personal affectionate dealings of the Lord and his devotees. And then it goes on to explain one particular devotee and the nature of his love. Should I tell? It has a connection with prasad. So for those of you who are hungry for prasad, this will be very nice. And plus it will increase your appetite. Because separation makes union much more sweeter. The previous year, Lord Chaitanya had a very inconceivable affectionate dealing with Jagadananda Pandit. And he sent him to Navadvip with nice prasad and of Lord Jagannath to give to Sachi Mata and the devotees. When Jagadananda Pandit arrived, he stayed at the house of Sachi Devi and repeated Lord Chaitanya's message to her. He said, Sachi Mata, the Lord's love for you is so much that he comes to your house every single day to accept your prasad, but you do not know it. Sometimes he actually eats everything off the plate, and there's nothing left. And you think that you're dreaming. He explains Satchimata's intimate, private heart. That you cook preparations and think, this is just what my Nimai liked the best. This is what I cooked for my Nimai. Oh, how I wish, how I long he would come here to eat it. And then she would take those preparations and put it on the altar. And she would cry that I'm offering them to Krishna. But my Nimai is not here to enjoy it. The nature of your love, the tenderness of your tears, calls Lord Chaitanya every day in his avirbhav expansion to eat that food. And one time you came back on the altar and you saw there was nothing on the plates. And you were thinking, am I dreaming? Or maybe I forgot to put anything on the plate in the first place. Or maybe some animal came on the altar and ate it all. So then she would go back to the kitchen and fill up the plates again and put them on the altar. And cry. In separation of Nimai, if only he were here to eat it. But Jagadananda Pandit said, but my dear Satchimata, he is there every day to eat your bhoga. He accepts your offerings. He is conquered by your love. And Satchimata was so very interested in hearing about Lord Chaitanya. Day and night, Jagadananda Pandit would explain the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Satchimata could not let go of his association. And then he went to Advaita's house. And Advaita, he would listen to the pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Jagadananda Pandit. And he wouldn't let him leave his house. Days, weeks would go by. And Advaitacharya and the other devotees would just listen. They couldn't get enough. He would go to the house of Murari Gupta, Vasudev Dutt, Shivas Pandit, Shivananda Sen, all these people, and just speak the glories of Lord Chaitanya, his teachings, his intimate pastimes. And the devotees would just be in ecstasy. This is transcendental truth. That through sound vibration, we can associate with the Lord and his dearmost devotees. So Jagadananda Pandit became literally the life and soul of all the devotees because he was reminding them of the Lord. In a place called Kumarahatta, Shivananda Sen was living. And Jagadananda Pandit wanted to offer something very, very special to Lord Chaitanya when he returned to Puri. And Shivananda Sen was very much excited about it. So they took a great amount of their wealth, practically everything, and they went and got sandalwood. And then personally, with great effort, the two of them processed the sandalwood in such a way to extract the oil. Do you know how much wood it takes to get a little bit of oil out of it? They personally prepared 16 seers of sandalwood oil. Do you know how much that is? It's about 15 kilos, which is about 35 pounds of sandalwood oil. Now, for those of you who know something about pure sandalwood oil, a bottle this big practically costs a fortune. Does it not? 35 pounds of sandalwood oil. finely scented, and they put it in a large clay pot, and Jagadananda Pandit personally carried that hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles from Bengal all the way to Puri in the province of Orissa. And with great happiness, Jagadananda Pandit took that big clay pot of pure sandalwood oil that took them months to prepare and gave it to Govinda, Lord Chaitanya's servant, and said, "When Lord Chaitanya is about to rest, please use this oil to massage his head." Hare Krishna. Should I continue? So one night Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to take rest, and Govinda said that Jagadananda Pandit has brought this fine sandalwood oil for me to massage your head with. He said it will cool down the heat of your head due to bile and other such interferences. So he made the plea that it will be medicinally good for you. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I am a sannyasi. I cannot have scented oils massaged on my head." He said, "You tell Jagadananda Pandit to give this oil to Lord Jagannath, and it will burn in the lamps of Jagannath every evening, and that will be the perfection of his efforts." So Govinda told Jagadananda to do that. A couple weeks went by, and Jagadananda Pandit told Govinda, "Please massage his head with the sandalwood oil." So Govinda came to Lord Chaitanya and said, "Jagadananda Pandit, again he's requesting that I take this fine sandalwood oil and massage your head." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became angry. He said, "What is he trying to do for me? I am a sannyasi. I am strictly following the principles. What happens if I walk down the road and people smell fine oils upon me? They will think I'm a bogus tantric sannyasi who keeps beautiful women. And all the devotees will simply laugh at me. Tell Jagadananda to give this oil to Lord Jagannath to burn in his lamps, and that will be the perfection of his life." Hare Krishna. So Govinda gave that message to Jagadananda Pandit. And the next day Jagadananda Pandit came to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya said to Jagadananda, he said, very sweetly, he said, "Oh, Jagadananda, it will be very nice if you give that sandalwood oil to Lord Jagannath." And Lord Jagadananda Pandit became very angry. He said, "Sandalwood oil? What sandal oil? Who has been making up these lies that I have given you sandalwood oil?" And then right in front of Lord Chaitanya, he took that big clay pot with 35 pounds of sandalwood oil and crashed it upon the ground, and the pot broke open and all the sandalwood oil just merged into the earth. And then Jagadananda Pandit, just in great anger, he walked away, went into his house, locked the door, bolted it, and laid in bed for 3 days. Wouldn't bathe, wouldn't eat, wouldn't do anything. He just laid in his bed with the door locked. And Lord Chaitanya's heart was feeling great compassion. After 3 days, early one morning, Lord Chaitanya came to Jagadananda Pandit's door. Now how? How in the world to get Jagadananda Pandit to break his fast and to take a bath and to get out of bed? He was on strike, by modern terminology. So Lord Chaitanya understood his heart. He couldn't get in, so he called very loudly from outside the door. He said, "Jagadananda!" Jagadananda didn't answer. He said, "Jagadananda!" He said, "I want you to cook lunch for me today. I'm going to see Jagannath. And after my darshan at noon, I will be coming back to eat lunch that you prepare with your hands. Then he went. How can Jagadananda Pandit refuse service? Hare Krishna. So he got up and he took his bath and he got Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and other devotees who are expert cooks, and they prepared a gigantic feast for Lord Chaitanya. And at noon, Lord Chaitanya came after his Jagannath Darshan, and there was this huge feast sitting before him. He made the finest possible rice and soaked it with ghee. Hare Krishna. And that was in the middle, a mountain of ghee rice. And then all around this mountain were bowls made out of banana tree bark of various sabjis. Dozens and dozens of delicious sabjis. And then he made so many sweet cakes and savories. And then on top of all the things that he made, he got large quantities of Jagannath's best prasad and put that around the mountain. And Lord Chaitanya came. He said, then Jagadananda Pandit gave him a seat. And he said, oh, I'm very happy to see what you have made for Krishna. Now just give me a little bowl and some plain rice. And Jagadananda Pandit just started putting big quantities on Lord Chaitanya's plate. And Lord Chaitanya tasted. He smelled it. It was nectar, just the smell. And he tasted it. He said, Jagadananda Pandit. He said, this Krishna has enjoyed this prasad so much. It's so delicious. Your devotion is such that even when you cook in an angry mood, it's so transcendentally delicious. And Lord Chaitanya was praising his prasad so much. He said, Krishna has empowered you. No one can make prasad so delicious as this. Krishna has empowered you to make it for him. And Jagadananda Pandit, in great humility, revealed his heart. He said, To whom this food was cooked for, that person cooked it. I only collected the ingredients. In other words, he was saying, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was you that prepared this prasad. I'm just your puppet. And Lord Chaitanya ate. And as soon as he ate a little, Jagadananda Pandit would come and fill the plate up again. And then he'd eat a little more, and Jagadananda Pandit would put more on the plate, and more on the plate, and more on the plate. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of fear of Jagadananda Pandit, kept eating. And eating. And eating. And whatever, as soon as the bowl or the plate became half empty, he just filled it up again, and filled it up again, and filled it up again. Lord Chaitanya ate 10 times more than he would regularly eat, out of fear of Jagadananda Pandit. He was so afraid that if he refused anything, Jagadananda Pandit would go block his door and fast again. So he ate and ate and ate, and Jagadananda Pandit kept bringing more and more prasad. And finally, Lord Chaitanya just said, I give up. He said, I've already eaten 10 times more than I could usually eat. Please, Jagadananda Pandit, please stop. The Lord is begging his devotee, pleading with him, please, please stop giving me. I can't do it. So then Jagadananda Pandit was satisfied. And Lord Chaitanya said, now you take prasad. I want to see you eat prasad. You've been fasting for 3 days. I want to see you eating prasad. And Jagadananda Pandit said, no, no, no. He said, you must go home and you must get rest and nice massage, and after that I'll take prasad. And he gave Lord Chaitanya nice chewing spices and garlands and fresh water. And Lord Chaitanya couldn't refuse. He said, I want you to take prasad. I'll serve you prasad. He said, no, you must go home, you must rest, then I'll take prasad. Lord Chaitanya was afraid if he didn't do what he said, he would fast. He said, all right, I'll go. And Lord Chaitanya told Govinda, he said, Govinda, you stay with him until he takes prasad, and then come back and tell me. Make sure he takes prasad. Don't leave. Stay here. And Lord Chaitanya left. And Jagadananda Pandit told Govinda, go back and massage Lord Chaitanya now. It's not easy being the personal servant of a great soul. Jagadananda Pandit is a very senior devotee. He's telling Govinda, go back and massage Lord Chaitanya. You know this is the time you massage him and help him take rest. Go back and I'll save his remnants for you. So Govinda went back. And Lord Chaitanya said, after massaging, he told Govinda, go see if he's taking Vigant. He's got the report. He's serving Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and he's serving all the servers and all the servants of the servers. So Lord Chaitanya said, I can't sleep until I understand that Jagadananda takes prasad. Go back. Don't come back until he takes prasad. So Govinda went back, and Jagadananda Pandit fed him. And then after everyone was satisfied, Jagadananda Pandit sat and ate Lord Chaitanya's remnants. And Govinda came, returned to Lord Chaitanya and said, Jagadananda Pandit has taken prasad to his full satisfaction. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled, and peacefully, only then, could he go to sleep. He slept very nice. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, this is the power of the love between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. And anyone who even once, with a submissive heart, hears this story of Jagadananda Pandit's loving relationship with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or reads his book, Prema Vivarta, will understand the limits of ecstatic love. And anyone who hears this narration will achieve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic supreme love. So this is one little sample of the ecstatic nature of the Lord's relation with devotees. This is the spiritual world. And being in the very divine, sublime company of His Holiness Bhaktitirtha Swami Maharaj, and with all honesty, I can tell you that I feel like I have been transported to that realm of the spiritual world. The affection, the love, which is so totally 100% centered around the remembrance of Krishna, is the most wonderful thing we can ever aspire for. And we can achieve that in the loving company of His beloved devotees. Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. This is the first Sunday in so many weeks that he has not personally come to give his class. But actually, by his example, he's giving the most munificent class to all of us. He's teaching us that there is no greater precious treasure in all of existence than to absorb ourselves in the remembrance of Krishna. He reasons ill who say that Vaishnavas die, for Vaishnavas die to live and live to spread the holy name around. Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, "Thou art living in sound. The sound of the words of the devotees, or the sound of the explanations or characteristics of the devotees, is transcendental. And it is our prayer that we could live forevermore with Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj in the heart of our hearts. Thank you very, very much." Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj ki jai. Ananti koti Vaishna Vrinda ki jai. Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Hare Krishna. Now you may take prasad to your full satisfaction.